Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March 2nd. Grains closed higher with May corn up 6¾ cents at 545, May wheat up 16 cents at 666¼, and May beans up 21¼ cents at 1412½. Strong day here today. First, the wheat led us up. The crop ratings, with Kansas being down 3, Oklahoma down 2, Texas down 2, and the topsoil ratings in Kansas very low, all pushed wheat higher overnight, and they kept that going with some fund buying. Coming into the day, the funds were about even. They decided not to press the short side with those ratings, and up we went. The corn and beans followed suit, mainly because of the weather in Argentina and Brazil. Brazil is still too wet, delaying some corn planting, but they are starting to, harvest, some beans at a better clip out here. But Argentina remains hot and dry. And that seems to what got people excited here today in the corn and beans. In my opinion, without the Chinese buying, Argentina's heat isn't enough to really continue to move this market much higher than it's been. I believe the Chinese have some problems there, mainly African swine fever in their hog herd. I think they're cutting back. I just don't think the world really knows about it yet. But I think it's a worse problem than anticipated. And I think they're very content to wait on beans and wait on corn, with our prices as high as they are, and maybe not the pressing need they've had over the past couple of months to rebuild the herd. It'll be back. They're going to have to rebuild the herd at some point. But right now, without the demand and with all these South American products coming to the market, I just don't see that the market's going to have a whole lot of legs to it. Now, the bean oil was up another 46 today. Meal was up about $3.50. But overall, I just don't see that, without the Chinese buying, this thing has got an awful lot of legs to it. We'll get export sales on Thursday. We had that corn purchase today, I think helped the corn, $175 to Japan. It's a nice little chunk of business. But I think the trade is going to start looking at, the WASDE report for March, which is coming up. And I think they're going to shave, maybe they're going to shave the wheat a little bit because of the winter kill. They might shave the Argentinian crop a little bit. I don't know that they're going to do a whole lot to corn and beans here. So, again, I think this is as much about turnaround Tuesday as it is anything else. And we'll see if we can hold these prices past a one-day rally. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.